Welcome to this week's Marriage Moment. I was warned about this segment, seeing as how I want you folks to spend time here at the website. But I want you to visit here, not take up residence. So you finished putting the kids to bed, dishes are done, apartment is picked up. And you pictured yourself cuddling with your hubby on the couch, in front of the new 48-inch LCD, high-definition, flat-screen television, watching a romantic movie, holding hands and... Or you fought traffic on your one-hour commute from work. You had dinner with the family, took out the trash, and helped the kids with their homework. Now you figured that you and she could perhaps take a shower together, watch that new action flick in front of the big screen, 48-inch LCD high-definition television, and then, when it was time for bed, or with evening responsibilities complete, you planned on sitting outside by the firewood pit, listening to soft music, and catching up on the day while sipping something cold and wet. Unfortunately, the reality for too many spouses is that their dream for the evening remains just that, a dream. The spouse is either hunched over on the couch with a video game controller in hand, shooting at images appearing and disappearing on the screen, or they are lost somewhere online, perhaps in a chat room, checking out news sites, craft shopping sites, or playing an online multiplayer game. Let's accept the basic premise that with the advent of the internet, more and more people spend more and more time online, especially during non-work hours. And when you check out the quality of the graphics on these new video games, both console and web-based, it's easy to understand why so many men and women devote countless hours to playing them. Let's also get that old cliche of everything in moderation out of the way. There is essentially nothing wrong with your spouse spending time with either the net or the Xbox. And so there's nothing wrong with you spending time with them as well. But it is that old cliche of everything in moderation. Do you remember when you were dating or newlyweds, how you both loved spending time together, doing things of common interest, even feigning interest in activities that you weren't so interested in? And remember when you couldn't keep hands off one another? Well, a basic rule of human behavior is that people usually spend their free time doing what makes them feel good, and with people whom they enjoy the company of. When a spouse feels ignored or unappreciated by their partner, they tend to withdraw or simply immerse themselves in an activity that gives them pleasure. Life is too short otherwise. Sometimes it's simply a matter of when you do spend time together, they aren't having much fun, even if you are. Of course, you can spout off about your stressful day at work, or the demands of being a stay-at-home parent, or financial worries or health issues, but the bottom line is that whatever the reason, regardless of how valid it might be, if your spouse is bored, disinterested, feeling taken for granted, or no more important than a potted plant, they will fill their time in other ways. Now, occasionally, I have heard a spouse complain that they only spend so much time on these high-tech interests because their spouse did it first. So ask yourself whether or not you spend a lot more time holding a mouse than you do your spouse's hand. Some partners take their cue from the husband or wife and feel that if they do it, then this is an acceptable behavior. And so it can become a vicious circle. Neither one of you realizing that both of you wouldn't mind having more time together. But not seeing the other having it to share, they perpetuate the habit. How to break the cycle? Well, it's not likely to change overnight, or even after a few weeks. But consistency, and a showing of a genuine desire to pleasure the other, and not just in sexual ways, will almost always pay off. You simply have to show your spouse that you want to spend quality time, such an overused phrase yet appropriate, with them. Go back to those dating and early honeymoon days, or find something that you both can enjoy, and don't forget about that moderation thing. Nothing is wrong with them spending some time with their high-tech passions. Bottom line is that you have more power and control over your marriage's destiny than you probably imagine. Use it wisely and use it with the best of intentions. The payoff can be magnificent on so many levels. And until next time, remember the 3 D's of marriage. Don't commit adultery. Don't ignore your spouse. And don't overlook the obvious.